Continuing with this article from the New York Times, the House approved a plan that would create a Space Corps within the Air Force to oversee military operations in that emerging and important domain of military competition. And it would be organized similarly to how the Marine Corps is a distinct service under the Navy. The Space Corps would be the first newly created military branch since the Air Force in 1947. House vision for the Space Corps is included in the National Defense Authorization Act, the annual set of policy directions given to the military through financial guidelines. If the legislation is approved, the Air Force will be required to establish the separate branch, an entity that would defend American interests in space, organize and train its own forces, and ensure commanders can, quote-unquote, fight and win wars in space before January 1, 2019. Like a bunch of blind people playing tic-tac-toe, who knows where the zeros and the X's go? Bunch of blind people playing tic-tac-toe, who knows where the zeros and the X's go? Just like sweet November, here comes a pretender. Even as committees continue to tweak the bill, the proposal faces opposition from a formidable array of skeptics, including Defense Secretary Jim Mattis, members of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Air Force leadership, and even the White House. The quote, "The Pentagon is complicated enough," said the Secretary of the Air Force, Heather Wilson, while testifying before the Senate Armed Services Committee on June 22nd, continuing with her. "We are trying to simplify it. This will make it more complex, to add more boxes to the organizational chart, and it costs more money. And if I had more money, I would put it into lethality and not bureaucracy," unquote. The White House called the proposal premature. While Mr. Mattis, when asked about the Space Corps on July 14, laughed and said, "We'll see." Sounds like he's talking to children, don't he? Trying to rely on how many layers I should strip.